Chapter 35. Egbert the scholar was not feeling very happy as he stood with one paw in the valley and the other inside the cave entrance. The mole knew that there was fighting and bloodshed inside Floret. He could hear the faint sounds of conflict from the south side of the valley, where Nagru was battling with Gale Squiddleking's army. Egbert gave a whimper of anguish. His former relatively peaceful life was now shattered by war. Timidly, he ventured beyond the bushy screen that hid the secret entrance to Floret, intending to escape from it all up the north slope which faced the castle's rear side. Suddenly, a sound in the undergrowth startled him. He turned to run back to the cave and was immediately swept off his paws by a murderous-looking beast. Lying flat on his back, the terrified mole covered both eyes so that he would not have to see the dreadful apparition. It was a big, villainous-looking otter, covered with tattoos and scars, with one eye and a mussel shell, and carrying twin curved swords. Egbert curled into a ball, hoping his end would be swift and painless. A voice, firm but friendly, sounded close by him.
"Put up those swords, Finbar. You'll frighten the poor mole to death."
Egbert uncovered his eyes and looked around. He was surrounded by a host of javelin-wielding otters and shrews armed with rapiers. The speaker, a strong-looking mouse with twinkling eyes and a grey beard, helped him upright and shook his paw in a friendly manner.
"Hello there. I'm Joseph, the bellmaker. Don't be afraid. You've nothing to fear from us. You don't look like one of the Foxwolf's creatures."
The knowledge that he was out of danger restored the scholarly mole's voice.
"Creature of the Foxwolf? Me, Egbert the Scholar?"
he said indignantly.
"Never. I, sir, am what is known as a casualty of war. It is no small thing having to leave Castle Floret because the place has been turned into a battleground, I can tell you."
Formal was astounded at Egbert's lack of mole accent.
"Brrr! Ye talking wonderful pretty, Sir Egbert."
"Battleground?"
Logalog interrupted.
"You mean that there's fighting going on inside that castle? Who's battling with whom, matey?"
Egbert adjusted his nose spectacles prissily.
"I think the phrase is, with whom?"
He caught an impatient glare from the sea otter and hastened to explain.
"Actually, it's the forces of Silvermord. She's the mate of Nagru. They're battling with a small mixed group led by my friend Marielle."
Suddenly, the mole's footpaws left the ground and he found himself hoisted up in front of Joseph's burning stare.
"Marielle, how do we get into that castle? Tell me!"
The words flew in a babble from Egbert's mouth.
"Secret castle into the cave! I mean, secret cave into the castle! Put me down! I'll show you!"
Driven by the bellmaker's urgency, Egbert scurried willy-nilly through the passages and tunnels leading upward into Floret. Joseph and Finbar followed close on his heels, with Logalog and Bleddon the Otter leading the large band that was strung out behind in the dark, narrow passages. Finbar Galedeep ducked his head low, following the mole on all fours.
"I hope you know where you're going, messmate,"